Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tramp. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA in Zuchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nechama Shifra and in honor of Rabbi Tramp.
Today we're going to be learning a section in the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch which is about forbidden things because of danger. This is Siman Lamed Gimel, the 33rd section in the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch. And we're going to look at, as opposed to looking at concepts and the questions which lead to the answers which are found in the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch, we're going to look at a number of practices that are forbidden because of danger. And then we're going to see, number one, what is the prohibition? Number two, what the reason for it is? And number three, what the practice is today. That's how we're going to break up our section today. The basic underlying principle is that sakanta chamira meisura, that danger is more chamur. We have to treat danger more vigilantly than even isur, prohibition. And that means to say that, let's say there is a very low chance of danger, we will treat that more significantly, even if the same percentage of danger, the same percentage would lead to an isur and would be insignificant for a prohibition, we will still treat it very sensitively when it comes to danger. Let's look at a number of these things. Some of these things are spiritual, some of them are physical. First is meat and fish. The halacha is that one may not eat meat and fish together. The reason for this, the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Ayin Vav and Beis tells us that there's a concern for some sort of tzaras or skin condition. There's a danger which is inherent in eating fish and meat. In practice today, that means to say even chicken oil with fish is a problem, so it's chicken and meat. It's also roasting them in the same oven if it's a small oven, unless it's covered. And this indicates that there needs to be a break between eating the two. So if there's a fish course and a meat course, people should wash their mouths out or eat some bread between them as well. There is a question today as whether this prohibition still does exist today. Famously, there is a Magen Avraham, who's one of the commentators on the Gemara, who points out that there are many natural phenomena which the Gemara describes which are not applicable today, and the health concern of eating meat and fish is an example which he thinks was a real concern, is no longer an issue, and the Mishnah Berurah and Aruch HaShulchan do quote this Magen Avraham, which is why this particular issur is something which there is a little bit of ambivalence about as well. In general, this is something which is in force and people do keep this concern to not eat meat and fish together. However, there are leniencies which are applied when it comes to this based on the Magen Avraham. So for instance, the policy of the OU when it comes to kashrus is that is to label any source that contains more than 1.67% fish with an OU fish to indicate that it should not be eaten with meat. If it's less than that, they do not label that it contains fish, and they would allow it to be eaten and not to be flagged in such an issue as well. And Rav Herschel Schechter very famously believes that this is not a concern which is current today. However, many postgame today still are concerned about this, and that seems to be the predominant practice. This is a concern number one. This is what we'll call our first idea. The second idea is consuming sweat. The idea is that a person should be careful not to consume any sweat, not facial sweat, but hand sweat or any bodily sweat. And the reason seems to be about this is that it seems that sweat is a waste product and can also carry bacteria, although it's not explicit in halacha as to the reason behind this, but these are likely reasons behind it. In terms of practice today, it is still in force today. And this means to say that the one should not put the food which one's going to eat beneath one's clothes and the skin, and one should not put money in their mouth because the sweat which is on money, because that's how people handle money. The truth is, it's become less of an issue today, not because of less of a concern, but simply because the hygiene, the personal hygiene standards are such that people simply just don't do these things. This is seen as unhygienic and, you know, not to be in polite company, and therefore is less of an issue in general. This is our second issue, our second item that we've been discussing. Let's go a little further into our next thing. The third one is spitting out of saliva. Okay, so when it comes to this relates to the idea that a person who smells something which is aromatic and is, you know, imbibing obviously little bits of the little particles of that food should make sure to spit out one's saliva and not swallow it. The reason seems to be that if a person smells something and is anticipating it and starts getting a very big appetite for it and is not able to do it, the person may become unwell, they may faint. And so a person should be careful about this. In general, the food is so abundantly available in the Western world, this is less of a concern. But general practice is that if one is serving aromatic food and somebody else comes and visits or stops by, it's important to invite them in to eat as well. Our fourth practice is food under the bed, and that is one may not store food which is out, which is under a bed. The reason for this is ruach ra, when a person sleeps, or some poets can say when it's a bed which is used by couples, then there's a ruach ra which resides underneath it as well. And this is, in practice today, it is even if it is covered. So even if that food is covered, we are concerned about this as well. And there are many discussions about this, that perhaps some poets are less concerned if it's a tiled floor, if it's elevated from the floor. But generally speaking, people are careful not to have food which is under beds or stored under beds as well. And if food was stored under the bed, let's say one uses it as a Costco closet kind of space as well, the Chazon Ish says that it can be given to people who are not aware of the fact that it was stored under a bed. Very interesting. Very interesting halacha when it comes to this as well. We move into our next concern, and that is iron on the solstice and equinox. There's a minag to place iron on drinks that were uncovered on the solstice and equinox. So the equinox are the 12-hour, 12-night days, and so solstice is the shortest day, shortest night days, and putting iron on the drinks as well. The Kitz already acknowledges that this is not in practice today as well. This seems to be a superstition or a idea which was of concern in the past and is not so much of a concern today. Another concern is eating an animal near death. So the prohibition is that one should not eat an animal that was shechted when it was near to death. Now, obviously, if the animal was terminally ill, it's called a trefa, and one's not allowed to eat an animal even if it was shechted when it was a trefa. We're talking about an animal which is not a trefa. Perhaps we're talking about a very elderly animal which was either petrified or is near to death. The Gemara in Chulin Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis teaches us that Yecheskel would never eat from an animal which was close to dying, and the Kitzur observes that they are machmirim. There are people today who are very careful to avoid this kind of consumption as well. Another aspect over here is cutting down a fruit tree. What's interesting about this is one's not allowed to cut down a fruit tree, and this is because the Torah tells us Baal Tashkas, one's not allowed to cut down a fruit tree. That seems to be the main reason for which is an Isser Da'araisa. But it's interesting that the Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Tzadi Aleph Amud Beis, tells us and teaches us that Rabbi Chanina said that when he cut down a fruit tree in his yard, his son Shivchas died. And there seems to be an element not only of fulfilling the mitzvah, but an element of sakana, which is why it's brought in our area of halacha as well. In terms of the practice today, one's not allowed to do cut down a fruit tree unless he gives three exceptions. It is weakening other bigger fruit trees around it. Number two is the place is needed, let's say one's building. So it's not because of landscaping, one just wants to have a clear space, but one's actually building in that area. Number three is it'll produce more value as firewood or its materials than the fruit it bears on a year-to-year basis. So those are three reasons why one would be allowed to. One has to be very careful with this kind of thing because of this concern that relates to sakana, which is why one should ask a question, not just take it as an assumption. The next observation is disgusting food. One should not eat things that people don't usually eat or eat out of containers which are disgusting. Obviously, this relates to basic health acumen as well. Another element over here is implied curses. So one should not say something which implies a curse about another person. Like, for instance, if a person says, if he was alive, he'd be here now, that's not a good thing because that's implying that maybe he's not here because he's not alive. You should never be careful to say that. And similarly, he says you should be careful when talking to your children. Don't ever conjure up threats that, let's say, impure animals will hurt them or take them away if they don't listen. You know, if you don't listen, a lion or a cat's going to come and take you away. One should be very careful about those things. And the reason the Kitzur says is because bris krusa lesfasayim. There is a covenant with the lips, and one has to be careful that one is not allowing, God forbid, anything that untoward even enter into the realm of possibility. The next concern is that of having uncovered drinks. So if you leave, let's say, a drink or uncovered overnight, there's a concern that perhaps some sort of vermin, snake, insect would leave some poison in it. Generally speaking, Toysos describes that this has been retracted because we're living in more domesticated society and this is less of a concern. However, the Kitzur does bring it and says one should try to avoid drinking something which is left uncovered. And one of the other aspects of this is also is proper to be careful not to eat eggs, onion, or garlic that was shelled or peeled but remained uncovered overnight. So it should really be processed, like mashed up, that's fine, or not peeled, but it shouldn't be in the middle as well. That relates to this similar kind of thing as well. And finally, there is dangerous activities. The Kitzur goes on and says, you know, obviously, if we many of the things we just discussed are things which are dangerous spiritually, and we need to be careful about them because of the spiritual concern. So if there's a physical danger, one has to be extra specially careful as well, something which is obvious. So he gives examples. One should not walk under under an unstable wall or in a condemned building. That's because of the concern that a God forbid could fall. One should not go in areas that are dangerous. So do not walk in certain areas. Do not go in places which are isolated. One should not cross a weak bridge. One should not walk alone at night. One should not drink water from a river at night. These are all obvious. One should not put one's mouth on an outdoor pipe and drink, because one may swallow something which is unfiltered. And one should not go beyond their waist high in a river which has a strong current. These are all obvious things. And of course, there are going to be many others, certainly as technology relates to it, and driving and roads. There's many elements. The chacham, the wise person, will add on to this and find many other elements. The underlying principle is that we need to be very careful about our safety. And Be'ezrat Hashem, in the honor of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should protect us and allow us to be able to do what our job is on this earth. In the meantime, a wonderful